Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Republican Senator Ted Cruz opening the floodgates.
It's going to take a new generation of courageous conservatives to help make America great again. And I'm ready to stand with you to lead the fight.
Just after midnight, Ted Cruz posted a video on Twitter making him the first major presidential candidate to officially declare a 2016 run. For more on the early presidential race, as well as Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympics, we're joined now by our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Dobke. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be with you.
So, Ted Cruz, major or minor player in what's going to be a big GOP field, an impact on the race. Does he push it to the right?
Well, he starts as a major minor figure. He likes to say provocative things, and he can seem quite arrogant. So he could be the Donald Trump of this season. Unfortunately for the GOP, the real Donald Trump is pretending to run again. So the clown car could be full. Ted Cruz will try to push Republicans very far to the right. But other candidates will realize they can't compete with a demagogue. So hopefully they'll rely on reason instead of fear and loathing.
I think he'll be a relatively minor character in the Republican drama, although he may have unusual appeal in Iowa, where the Republican Party is definitely far right and Christian conservative, which is where Ted Cruz wants to be.
Why is he out first? Why go so early?
Because of exactly this, that we're talking about him. He's the first candidate. He gets a lot of press. CNN has got something on him now. All the news stations are going to be touting him as the sort of the start of the campaign.
That's right. And I think we'll see others come out publicly in April announcing their candidacies. And what they get out of that will be much less than Ted Cruz being able to be the first declared candidate.
All right, Elizabeth Warren. Yesterday, the Boston Globe editorial board came out with a big editorial urging U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren to run for president. The likelihood that it will actually move her closer to doing so or not, Dan Payne?
I think the opposite could occur. She may decide that she wants to end the endless speculation about her candidacy and endorse Hillary Clinton. You know, the Globe does point out things that Hillary Clinton should be addressing, such as wage inequity, misbehavior of banks, and too many wars in too many places.
I don't think I've ever seen the Boston Globe editorial page so enthusiastic about a non-candidate. You know, four columns, editorial. We haven't read such passionate prose since last year's release of President Warren G. Harding's letters to his mistress. But whether the Globe tried to draft her to run convinces her, I don't know. I think she might not want to risk running because if she lost in the primaries and Hillary ended up in the White House, she'd be in the doghouse.
You know, regardless of the email flap that's been embroiling Hillary Clinton as of late, she still leads the Democratic field. You got to wonder whether Warren is willing to be, as Cokie Roberts put it, a sacrificial lamb.
Well, Elizabeth Warren seems to care about ideas, not personal ambition. And I doubt that she wants to risk her effectiveness as a senator by running around the country as a presidential candidate. If she lost, she'd be a far less effective leader in the Senate.
And Elizabeth Warren might have decided that, given the fact that she's only been a senator for a short while, without the kind of foreign policy experience Hillary had as Secretary of State, that she couldn't make the case that she is best qualified to be president.
All right, let's turn to the 2024 Olympics. And I want to start by mentioning that the WBUR poll out on Friday found just 36% support in the Boston area for the Games, down quite a bit in the last couple of months. 52% actually oppose the bid now. And this morning, Boston 2024, the private nonprofit organizing the bid, is out with a full-page newspaper ad saying it won't pursue a bid unless a majority of the public supports it. Surprised by this ad, Dan Payne?
A little. You know, there's a saying in the used car business that if I'm selling and they're not buying, I'm selling wrong. And this ad is an admission that they have failed to sell the Olympics to the Boston public.
That's right. We've seen with the BUR poll this definite trend, and the decline is dramatic in public support. We said last time that if opinion continued to shift and a majority of people opposed the Boston Olympics bid, that could doom the effort. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing momentum clearly with those who oppose it.
So what do they have to do? What does Boston 2024 have to do?
Well, Boston 2024, the committee that seems more like a cabal with all the news stories about the insiders taking huge salaries and consulting fees, have to realize they're part of the problem. They're a big reason why we've seen this decline in support. People don't trust them. So a lot of news coverage like that can kill it, and they may turn it around and say, oh, we need to do more outreach. But the problem is a lot of Boston residents concluded that those in charge of planning were not as concerned about things like improving train travel as they were about having a gravy train.
The pro-Olympics forces should try to regain some moral high ground. They could follow Deval Patrick's example and work for free. I mean, they don't need to have these salaries. We're six of the top 10 in the pro-Olympics movement are making more than $100,000 a year, and the top dog is getting $300,000 a year. I mean, Deval Patrick came to realize that his $7,500 a day was too much money, and he just opted to work for free, which is what a lot of these guys should do.
That's why a lot of people wonder, you know, why are these promoters paying themselves so much when later they'd be asking thousands of residents to work at Olympics venues as volunteers? That's a very tough sell.
The ads by Boston 2024 this morning does not say how majority public support will be measured by the group in order to determine whether it's going to go forward or not. And you almost have to wonder if they'll stick by that pledge.
Well, I think there's a veiled threat in this. They're essentially saying, if you don't support this, well, then we won't have the opportunity to bring you the Olympics. And I think that's a lousy positioning for them to be in. And what they really should be doing is thinking about how they can promote this better rather than putting the blame on the citizens.
That's right. It's almost as if they're saying it's time to elect a new public.
Okay. Todd Domke, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
Always glad to help.